and now he's like a fox through the dustings. Oh, Romy laddies, squatting like a rabbit in the headlights, begging for nickels and dimes. And where are you tonight, my wayward sons, scattered to the four winds, never to return? Where are you tonight, my forgotten sons, fallen by the wayside, never to return? Train to the big smoke. Oh, roll me laddies, full of life's dreams and a big hope. Oh, roll laddie, oh. You'll find her now down a certain street. Oh, roll me laddies, a glimmer in her eye while well, it's long gone. Oh, roll laddie, oh. And where are you tonight, my wayward son? Scattered to the four winds, never to return. And where are you tonight, my forgotten sons, fallen by the wayside, when you return? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home tonight? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home tonight? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home tonight? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home, son? Won't you come home tonight?
It's 8:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn.
I'm at a tipping point, and I don't know which way is which. But look at my hands, they're strong like my father's, and strong like his father before. To know about a week before now, then I wouldn't be falling apart. I'm feeling like it's close to a break now, and my seams, they are coming undone. Filling up with the fear and doubt, the top. So tip me over and pull me out, spin me around and fall me down. I'm losing faith, glass is half empty. The world is against me, I'm sure. The waiting game is close to being over, and my patience is walking the line. Filling up with fear and doubt, it's getting close to the top. So tip fear and doubt. It's getting close to the top, so tip me over and pull me out. Spin me around and fold me down.
I come to a cross and I met a wee lass. Says I'm a wee lass, are you willing to go? Take care of that girl, she said, sir, I will, for I'm the wee lass, you'd never said no. And Santla ill, who's we melody go, and whenever the price till the cock and the crow. And it's glass after glass, we melody toast to the bony wee lass, you never said no. She lifted a chair with freedom in air. Here's health to the lass who can jag it in style. Oh, bring us some liquors, a lassie, she cried, to cheer up these spirits I do dear low. And it's no what you'll day, bring a bottle or tray to the bonny wee lassie who never said no.
Good morning. It's 8:16. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. That was John McCusker with a set that he calls Bothy Jigs, but these are not your old-time Bothy Jigs. These are all composed by John. The title track from his brand new album, Hello Goodbye, then the Quare Old River, and Should All the Penguins Be Forgot. And for those of my younger listeners who don't know, Bothy used to refer to farmyards, and Bothy jigs were just sets of good old-time dance music. Prior to John, we heard Martin Bennett from the last album he was able to release before cancer claimed his life, Grit. And that's Alehouse and his signature trademark of combining old recordings and reminiscences with interesting tracks, and in some cases, like the Girl Who Couldn't Say No, there was a modern sort of addition there. Prior to that was the Paul McKenna Band with Tipping Point from Paths That Wind, and we started off with the Jeremiahs with Forgotten Sons, just a great album about our veterans and how little we are actually doing for them. And it would be really, really nice if we got past the, oh, we're being taxed to death. Well, that's not actually true compared to our civilized Western countries that we like to talk about. We have the fourth lowest tax rate. Britain, Germany, other countries like Norway are all higher. Yes, folks, we're like fourth from the bottom, and countries like Chile and those other south of the border countries are only ones that have a smaller tax obligation than ours. And I bring this up because I try not to use this as a bully pulpit, but one of the reasons that I turned my phone off during the night is so that I don't get awakened by bongings, because of course I woke up this morning to see that there was a shooting at a Florida nightclub that left two people killed and 17 injured. And the story behind this was that it was a teenage swimsuit gathering. There was armed security there. They thought they had provided a safe place for kids to party. The nightclub was closing. Parents were picking their children up when somehow shooting started, and there were at least two separate areas that were marked off. This occurred at 12:30 a.m. this morning. So we don't have a whole lot of details yet, other than to know that the ages of the various people who were victims of this ranged from 12 to 27. So I hope everyone is as tired as I am of this, but the other thing that we need to note is when I applied for my Massachusetts gun license, and yes, I do have a Mass no restrictions Class A license to carry I don't, Carrie. The reason why, as people told me who actually had a lot of experience, is that if you hear shots fired, run in the opposite direction if you can. The reason is that most people, including the police, do not actually spend a lot of time doing much of anything except possibly target shooting. Therefore, when the adrenaline kicks in, there are likely to be way more shots fired than need to be, and shots going everywhere. I hope this is not the case where somebody thought they saw something and decided to do something and it escalated from there, but that's sadly what I think may have happened. In the meantime, if you see demonstrations here, it's probably because Attorney General for the state of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, unilaterally decided that the way to keep high-capacity, what are called assault weapons, was to write some very unclear language banning magazines of any kind, which pretty much covers any semi-automatic firearm, including the 10-shot magazines that had been previously approved in Massachusetts, which has some of the strictest gun laws. Sai, this is what happens when people decide that they need to try and do something and circumvent the powers that be of the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. There was a reason why the Constitution was framed as it was. There's a reason why it would be great if the Republican candidate who's running for president actually bothered to be briefed on foreign policy before he opened his mouth and scared every one of our NATO allies. There's a reason for lots of things. What we could really use is a step back and some reasoned, thought out things that are not governed by fear and abject terror of the unknown. Yes, folks, the worst incident of terrorism that happened was that 60 people were killed in Kabul at a protest demonstration. 9 people were apparently shot at a McDonald's in Germany. The 10th person who was shot appears to be the lone gunman, not the 3 that were previously reported. And police are saying that this does not seem to be an act of terrorism, but more of someone who is mentally ill. There was an explosion over the weekend in another city in Germany that appears to have been deliberate, but we don't have a lot of information yet released about this. I really wish that at this point we had something like a national day of mourning and thoughts and prayers for all the unintended victims of violence. At this point, I do believe that it may be required to keep our flags at half staff for quite some time. That's my particular take on this issue. Please, as always, let us know what you think by going to our website, www.wmfo.org. Sadly, Billy Bob Neck is no longer with us, so we can't hear his latest take on the Defeatocrats, but there is always equal time for reasoned viewpoints. Well, next up, we've got Eileen Ivers with Beyond the Bog Road, and a walk down life's road is often an ever-changing experience full of infinite possibilities. The bog roads of Ireland were paths into ancient sod fields laboriously farmed to provide an essential source of fuel and warmth. These same roads led millions of emigrants away from their beloved homeland into a flourishing diaspora who nurtured and passed down their tradition. These roads still lead away and guide home as they reflect an infinite timeline of past, present, and future. Just as treasures and old civilizations are preserved beneath the bog, the Irish immigrants also held on to their traditions in the New World, and the music, song, and dance of Ireland integrated with various other cultures along the way. Throughout the years of immigrating, the music evolved naturally, but at its core is always the tradition. And that's just the first paragraph. We're going to hear two selections from Eileen Ivers' Beyond the Bog Road.
Thank you. When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you. the whole day long. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. And that northern wind blows steady and strong. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. While the anchors weighed and our rags are set, Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. And them Liverpool girls we'll never forget. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. We're outward bound for the Bengal Bay. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Point a bend in your back, it's a hell of a way. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old. Cheer up, Mary Ellen, and don't look so glum. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Come a white stocking day, you'll be drinking hot rum. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old. Bold Riley, oh, gone away.
And that was John Roberts and Deborah Cowan doing sea chanty there, Bold Riley, from Ballads Long and Short. They used the version that was first done by the Oyster Band and John Jones. And we are really happy to report that John's latest hip transplant actually worked, and he is out on the circuit. And if you get a chance to see him, either with Deborah or alone, by all means do so. He's very happy to chat and sell CDs. This actually came out last year in 2015, but due to ill health, he was unable to tour it. So if you don't have a copy, by all means, pick it up. It will definitely help things along. Prior to that, we heard Leveret, which is a group of great modern English folk musicians: Andy Cutting on the diatonic button accordion and the melodeon, Sam Sweetie on fiddle and viola, and Rob Harbron on English concertina. And we heard Glory of the Sun and The Road to Poynton. And Glory of the Sun is from Playford's Dancing Master, and Sam and Rob discovered it during a car journey when one of them called out the number 143 and the other played the corresponding tune from the Playford book. And then Rob wrote The Road to Poynton in 1997. Playford's English Dancing Master collected tunes primarily from the 17th century. But Rob wrote The Road to Poynton in 1997 as an attempt to write a tune whose A and B parts can be played over each other. And they did manage to do that. And we started off with Eileen Ivers with the Irish Black Bottom and Coming Home from Beyond the Bog Road. Next up, we've got an album which I am very fond of. It is not true that the reason that I like it is because they have a cat on the CD that looks just like my cat Breed. It's because the Reingen sisters are really terrific musicians, and sadly, they mostly play in the UK and the EU, but if you ever get a chance to go over across the pond, by all means, these ladies are worth checking out. One of the sisters is primarily a string player, and the other plays on multiple fretted instruments, unlike the fiddles, which don't really have frets. They have positions, yes. One of the reasons why it's challenging to play the fiddle. But this is a banjo Branley, and Branley is a traditional I believe it actually started in Burgundy, but I can't be entirely sure. But anyway, a traditional French dance. The five-string banjo isn't yet a traditional instrument of the barren region of southwest France, but we're working on it. And she does say this great dance tune is from the Osa Valley. Yeah. And then we'll hear from our very own Tommy and Louise, who hang out at the Burren, and we'll have something else and a brief segue before we head into In Between the Worlds. Thank you. And that was Tommy McCarthy and Louise Costello. And of course, it was Louise who first suggested putting these two.